squeeze one out here at the start. Lose two players of such consequence, it can't be that easy to just everything keeps moving at the same clip. There has to be a little reinvention, doesn't there?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, when you have that quality of player that we've had, go down, you definitely, you definitely have to adjust. So I would say, you know, it's football season, and a lot of teams go through similar things with certain players that are really critical. And you just have to figure out a way to kind of keep producing and scoring points. It may be different than the way that it's been. You wish you could just plug someone else in, but that's, you know, it's impossible to plug in, you know, those, you know, Julian Edelman's just aren't, you know, sitting out on the street anywhere else. They'd be playing, you know, for another team. So, but, you know, the guys that are going to be in there will have confidence in the things that they can do well. And I think the expectations are still the same. I mean, we expect to go out there and score points, you know, every time we touch the ball. And it may take a little different shape. And, you know, you just have to rely on some different things that are a part of your offense and just do the best you can do. And then, go ahead.
What do you like about Aaron Dodson?
I like Aaron a lot. I mean, he's been a part of our team for, this is his third year. And he's been a starting receiver in the AFC Championship game. So, obviously, we have a lot of confidence in him and his dependability and trust and the way that he's grown. And I think he and Keyshawn and Brandon LaFell and Danny, Chris Harper, I mean, all those guys have done a good job for us. So I have a lot of confidence. I'm, you know, excited to go out to practice today and see what we can kind of start doing together and try to accomplish something. And, you know, maybe there's, you know, you always think that the silver lining is there's a lot of players that you're going to gain experience with. And then hopefully when you start getting some guys back, you'll be that much stronger, and or maybe you'll develop different parts of your offense. But, you know, you hate to lose players, but you also know during football season, because the nature of the sport, it's inevitable that one position or two positions or three positions at different times, different years get really taxed. And then you just got to, other guys have to fill in the role and take on a little more production. And then and hopefully, like I said, you can continue to score points.
Tom, is there a difference between practice confidence and game confidence? It seems like during the game, during tight spots, you may go to certain plays more than you go with other plays.
Yeah, and, you know, with practice, there's no consequences. So you try some things, and you just, if it's intercepted, it's intercepted. You know, you feel bad about the interception because you don't want to, you know, fire it in there and ruin practice and things like that. But, yeah, there's different things that you try to try out, I would say. There's a lot of plays that we run over the course of the week that you think it may be a good idea, and then you run it and you go, okay, you know, not quite ready for that, or didn't look the way that we envisioned it, or, you know, you kind of have a plan, and then you practice the plan. If it looks good, you may develop it a little bit more, or you may throw it out completely. So that's, you know, part of the practice process, and especially when we're in a situation like we're in, you know, you're definitely going to be doing some different things. So maybe it's good. You just don't know yet. And if it's not good, then it probably doesn't show up at the game. And sometimes when it does good and you try it in the game, you know, it doesn't always work out. And then you scrap it and you move on to something else. So it's just part of the, you know, football is just, it's a marathon this season. And you just, you grind every day and you try to improve everybody as a team, and the roster improves and the depth of the team is tested at different times. And, you know, you really see what you're made of.
When you put up 466 yards on a secondary like you did, or defense like you did in week two, how much do you expect to change? I mean, do you assume that you're going to see a totally different look defensively?
I think, you know, you just watch. Yeah, there's good parts to doing that, and there's bad parts when you play them a second time, because I know teams that we've played in the past we've had some success with, and then, you know, you count on seeing something similar and then it's completely different, or sometimes, you know, if they have success doing something, they know that we know that they know, you know, and then you just start thinking of all the different scenarios, and I think that can hamstring you at times too. So it's just going to come down to good execution, and I think that's what that first game came down to. We made some really critical plays when we needed to. It was a lot of tight throws, a lot of great catches, you know, we did a great job blocking up front. Our communication was good. I think all those things are going to carry over to this game. You know, it's got to be, you know, really solid execution because they do cover well and they do have some good pass rushers and they've got some good scheme stuff. And this coach knows us really well. And we played them so many times. You know, there's only so much defense you can play. But like I said, the whole, you know, he knows that we do this, but then we'll counter that and then we'll ultimately it's going to come down to the fundamentals of throwing and catching and blocking and running and, you know, like all the football games do.
Are there quarters allowing them to do more of what Rex likes to do, the way they're playing Gilmore and Darby?
What was the first part?
Are there corners allowing him to play more of the defense that he likes to because they're playing so well almost in the Rufus Cromartie mold back in the Jets days?
Yeah, they definitely have good matchups out there. So I think they have a lot of confidence in him. And those players have done a great job, you know, when the coach has asked them, all right, you got this guy and you're going to match him and shadow him. They definitely do a good job of that. So I was a little disappointing to see from my study that they were playing as well as they were. But that's part of it. I mean, you're going to go up against good players and they got good players. So we got to still figure out how to kind of move the ball down the field.
Tom, how does it make you feel that you may be throwing touchdown passes soon to the nephew of Christian Poirier?
I know. Amazing. I know. I got a text from him last night. So, you know, I've always kind of followed him. And I remember being out at UCLA when I lived in California and working out and meeting him out there. So, you know, we'll see what he can do. Hopefully he can contribute. So if it's in the gene pool, then I think we're in a good place.
This time of year, you rely a little bit more on your running game in terms of establishing a rhythm with LeGarrette. Things like that,
yeah, I think that's definitely, you know, important. And like I said, over the course of the season, because it is a long year, you got to rely on different parts of the game at different times. One time, you know, at points last year, we threw it 50 times a game. Other times, you know, you try to run it 50 times a game. And some of it depends on how the game's going. Some of it depends on the matchup. I mean, you always have a plan going into the game. If it works, great. You know, you come off at the end of the game, you're like, man, we put together a great plan and, you know, execute it. And if it doesn't work, you know, a quarter into the game, you're like, throw all that crap out and let's, you know, try to get to some stuff that actually works. So a lot of it depends on, you know, how the players play. And that's ultimately how the best game plans look. And, you know, it's how well, like I said, we get into the right play, block, execute, run, catch, throw, all those things that, you know, are the reasons why you win or lose games.
Quick, David Ortiz announced his retirement today. He's meant so much to Boston sports. Your thoughts on it? He's been a good friend to you for a very long time.
Yeah, and a great player. You know, he's given this, you know, all of our fans so much reasons to cheer. So he's been, you know, incredible player. Be sad to see him go. So I got a lot of respect for him and the way that he's always, I think, brought a great leadership to his team. He's been a great example. So. Thank you.